Hello, everybody, and welcome to another 11 p.m. nightcap. Sitting here with you and relaxing while the world apparently crumbles around us. But we're not going to talk. We're not going to talk too much about that. Because it's the last nightcap of the week. We want to start, like, we want to end the week on, like you're going to have enough not cigargoyle relaxation over the weekend. So I don't want to get anybody too excited. But I tell you what is exciting. And I had somebody, I think it was Bill, who was like, I love the little ritual of turning the overhead light on and putting up the little blanket. It's like a Mr. Rogers Neighbors type of thing. So we're going to do a two-part. I am going to both do another Mr. Rogers, which is here. I'm going to take my boots off. I have my little moccasin slippers down here. So this is going to be like a Mr. Rogers sort of thing. He would always take his dress shoes off and put his sneakers on. Felt like that was like a, I don't know, like a cool thing. It's like you knew he was like, he's not here in the hard world of business. He's here to chill out with me and tell me things that a 6 to 7 year old would need to know. Okay, so the fuzzy slippers are on. And I want to show you and share with you the new boots I have. I actually really like these. Krista, stopping with a howdy and some hearts and a frog face. Krista, good to see you. Hope you're doing all right. But here's the, I'd sort of had a different style of these before, but they were too big. These are like, at least as far as I can tell, the perfect size. But these are, I'm going to get these laces out of the way. But these are Carolina boots. These are, I can't remember the color. I think they're called like the iron, black iron. So these are Carolina Black Iron Wedge boots. Nice leather boots. They give you that good characteristic leather creaking sound. But I love these wedge soles. I become a huge fan of the wedge sole. And it was kind of neat that these were black. And they're like all black. Sort of the same style the other ones I had. These don't have like a composite toe or anything. But very comfortable. Is really well made. I like the stitching. I like the accent of the white stitching. Has kind of a cool little thing there on the tongue. But I've been wearing these a little bit. You know, I haven't been doing too much walking around because it's been freezing cold. But really like these. Really like these wedge soles. I just like walking in these wedge soles. They're just comfortable, and you know, these don't track like a ton of mud. You know, you still get a fair traction even in the snow and in the ice. But really impressed with these boots. This style, I believe, I don't think it's discontinued. But like, if you go to the Carolina website, they were like all out of stock, and so I searched around and I found them. At a website called Hard Hat Gear, which just sells all sorts of work boots and whatever. And picked up a pair of these. I originally got a half size, I got my normal, regular, actual size. And they were a little big. But they let me return them, so I sent those back and got these half size smaller, and they're perfect. So there's some show and tell. There's the little Carolina on the tongue. But just a good classic style of boot. Just a good boot. Makes me happy. It's the little things in life that you have to find and get that make you happy, right? You know, don't wear a pair of boots or shoes that don't fit, that you don't like. I mean, you're going to be wearing them all the time. And then what? All day and every day, you're like, the first thing you do is when you put your shoes on, you get sad. You're starting the day off on the wrong foot. But hey, here's a cheers to all of you out there. I didn't re-oak this Old Barton, but that's got a good flavor. That's really good. It's got that slight banana whiskey to it. Krista spent over an hour trying to get her snowblower ready for the 8 to 14 inches she is supposed to get. It's wintertime, better go away. I feel like we had another relatively mild-ish winter, and now it's late February, and it's freezing cold, and we're getting all this snow. Get out of here. I want none of that. I get my motorcycle in a couple of weeks. Fucking snow can fuck off. Yeah, damn snow. Boston Actress, you tell them. Boston Actress, you go up to the highest building in Boston, and you be like, get your snow out of here. We don't want it in the park. I can't drive my car because it's slipping and sliding. Good to see you, lovely. How are you? Always nice for you to stop by and say hello. Hope you're doing well. Hope your family is doing well. And same to you, Krista. I hope you and your family and friends and loved ones and kitty cats and the people you babysit and your whatever else. I hope everything is fine and well and good. Black Cat also comments that it was horribly cold all week. Yeah, it kind of like went back and forth. It's like it warms up and it's warmer and it's cold. And now it's cold and now it's warmer. And man, just, I don't even know if you can tell it. Like, I woke up with a headache, woke up with a sinus headache, and that's gone back and forth all day. I had a period of time where I thought it was like going to cross over to migraine. I ate dinner and I was driving home and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Like, it just, headache, man. Oh. But Black Cat, hope you were doing well. We'll stop in with a hello. King Dinosaur, it's also cold where King Dinosaur is at. He is now going to be a frozen dinosaur. It's 19 degrees in Washington. Jeez. Yeah, it's going on to 13 here, so it's going to be nice and toasty. Snow. Get out of here. Come on, moving into March and still like 38 degrees. Fuck off. Winter weather advisory. Look at this. I don't want none of this. Winter weather advisory issued until tomorrow morning. Fuck. Snowing. Snowing? Not a fan. I don't. For those of you who stopped in late, I don't know if you had a chance to see. Did you see my new boots? Here's my new boots. These are Carolina Black Iron boots. Black wedge sole. Very nice. They fit well. I like the stitching. I'm going to do that nice leather sound. But, love these new boots. I haven't replaced them with the slip-on laces yet. I figured I was going to wait until they broke in more to do that, until the leather is a little more flexible. But Black Cat says that her nose is killing from the friggin' heater. Yeah, it dries your shit out. And, like, all my... 70 degrees yesterday and windy, now it's 23 degrees. They give you a Doc Martin vibe. You love Docs? Yeah, they're... especially the tongue, right? Because the tongue has a little bit of that vibe. And, like, they're just a little more sturdy in that regard. You know, they're not quite the soft-ish leather the Docs are. But I just love these boots. I love them. I think I finally found... my boots. -7 degrees. Cold. Well, that's fine, because soon it'll be a nice nuclear winter, and then we won't have to complain anymore. All right, I'm not talking about that no more. Boston Actress likes him. Thank you very much. And another, again, cheers to everybody else.
The tongue.
Yeah, the tongue. The tongue has a neat design on it. See that? Isn't that cool? Cool design. Very happy with these. Speaking of glow in the dark, my glow in the dark trailer hitch cover, all of that has almost dried, so it's almost time to put the nail polish finish on the back and then put that back in my truck. Like that glow in the dark paint takes a while to dry because it's like that rubbery sort of material, so you just got to wait for that to really dry out. Do you have night vision goggles? I don't have them here. My cousin has them, but yes. Mother Nature forgot her hormone pills this year. Probably couldn't afford them. I feel like that like every year. I feel like every year there's just some other... It's just fucking... It's 90 degrees and humid, or it's freezing cold, or it's here, or it's there, or it's whatever. I'm just tired. I'm just fucking tired of it. Asking for a friend. Why? You're going to do sneaky things in the dark? You're going to go out for a Boston night raid. You're going to be like Spencer. You're going to start a Boston detective agency. What kind of shenanigans you guys got going on here? It's not too far from the park. And that's always something, right? I feel like that's just life. There's always going to be something. But again, we have each other here. So, you know, watch your ankle. But, yeah, so... I know, I can't quite do your accent justice. Yours is way better when you do it. I have way too much of the Midwestern... Like, whatever it is. I can't quite do it right. Yeah, Spencer for Hire. I love the Spencer books. The show is fantastic. I love that Sisko played... The guy that played Benjamin Sisko from Deep Space Nine was Hawk. Hawk was fucking awesome. They could just make a whole spin-off show called Hawk. You get kicked out and glitchy. It's alright, dude. You can ask twice. But I watched a, if you're looking to watch a fantastic movie, so we'll do, oh, I got it. I don't think I can do the motherfucker right though. You do like mother, I can't, I'm not even going to attempt it. It's better when you do it. It's like a lot of H's added. Like, I watched a great movie. If you're looking for, an interesting movie to watch, that I was initially curious about and was like, meh. But this was written and directed and stars Casey Affleck. And the movie is called Light of My Life. Right now that is free on Amazon Prime. Not a goofy or silly movie at all. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of parts of it that are, in my opinion, rather emotional. And without giving too many spoilers, because I highly recommend you watch it, the movie's premise is that there is a virus, e.g. a pandemic, that goes around, and in this case, for whatever reason, decimates the female population. So the female population just gets like wiped out, and like rapidly. And, of course, civilization falls into shit. And Casey Affleck is initially with his child trying to get through and survive in a world that has basically gone fucking to shit. Krista might be on... It might be on either of those. I don't have either. I have Hulu, but I usually don't use it. I just know that for me, it came up on Prime. It's probably available elsewhere. I know it's not like a Prime original or exclusive. It was just free on there. So you might want to check. But yeah, it's kind of a documentary. And talks about both mismanagement of supplies and finances. And I'm like, this is like everything... And clearly, so this movie came out in 2019. So you have to imagine they didn't make it in 2019. So it had to have come out before that. So I don't know. Maybe Casey Affleck knew something we didn't know. But it certainly has vibes of The Road and The Day After and some of those movies. But what I like about it is there are a lot of just good moments with him and his child, where he's very much trying to keep the child safe by being wary about people and being disciplined with a plan of, hey, like, you know, we always have a safe place that we go to and there's a plan and like repeat it to me. And of course the child wants to do child things, and so he's struggling to deal with both the emotion of losing his wife and having, you know, angry mobs and everything else, and finding food and staying warm. And in that regard, I feel like it doesn't delve into a lot of the, I'll say, ridiculous sensationalism that a lot of other movies of that ilk devolve into. You know, there's no zombies, there's no like super crazy action sequences. And for the most part, both Casey Affleck and the child, they don't act like people where you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. I will say about the only thing is Casey Affleck, who just plays Dad in the movie, you never find out his name. It's a little silly to me in that he never really brings weapons. But he alludes to the fact that he, in a certain sense, is just not a violent person and kind of can't really bring himself to do that until, like, the very last moment. Which, you know, like, get that too, like, all different strokes, right? Like, and he struggles with that. But there is even interesting sequences where there are, like, federal supply, sort of like these warehouses in town. And even that is just a tense sequence of going in there to get these supplies. You know, you basically show your government ID and you can take some allocation of supplies and then leave. But of course, the danger of that is somebody going to follow you? Like, when you leave there, are people going to then follow you and follow where you go? Like, that's not necessarily good. So I feel like in that regard, it was very well done, very well written and directed. There's some beautiful scenes of, I don't want to say decay porn, but some beautiful scenes of abandoned areas where obviously they're either ghost towns or abandoned buildings. Again, with him and his child sort of camping and being on the road and trying to stay alive and survive. Great cinematography. I thought great dialogue, great writing, great acting. The actor that plays his child does a spectacular job as well. And what I like about it is Casey Affleck as the dad certainly gives, you know, I don't want to say like plays a progressive parent, but he's very measured but stern, but also gives some great advice. For example, at one point, they're leaving a place where they've taken shelter and they have to hurry up. And of course, this child doesn't really want to go. And he's like, no, come on. Like, we got to put this stuff together. It's time to go. She's like, well, but I want to, like, you know, if we're going there, I want to go to the library. And he's like, I don't think we have time. And she's like, well, you know, I really want to because I finished the other book. And he's like, look, maybe. That's all I'm saying is maybe. But we have to go get the supplies first. And she's like, you never let me decide anything. And he's like, well, yes, I do. I do let you decide things. And she's like what? And he thinks for a minute and says, like how you can choose to react to a situation that you don't like. Meaning, you know, that's your choice. You can throw a temper tantrum, or you can have us get done. We need to get done. Man, he does a great job. He is a very good actor. I feel like he's very underrated in that regard. He was in an independent movie that I saw way back in the day where it is Casey Affleck and I can't remember who the other actor is, but it was another fairly major actor. It was this independent movie where it's just like the two of them go, there's like three people that go hiking and they get lost. And they get lost out in this vast area. And there are portions of the movie where it's just them walking. But like the sound design of like the cadence of their feet, it's like hypnotizing. And that movie also has just a pretty harrowing end to it. But I liked him in that. I liked him in, what was that, Triple Nine. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies. I feel like he gets overlooked. But highly recommend this film. Again, it's called Love or Light of My Life. Very, very well done. You've only seen him in the Jesse James movie, but it and he were good. Lonesome Jim. What role was that from? I know he was in, like, he was in Drowning Mona, too, wasn't he? Which I don't think he liked that role or that movie very much. Ah, yes, the Steve Buscemi movie. Steve Buscemi is also, I feel like, way underrated for as much as the fact that the guy looks like he fell to the ugly tree and hit every branch. He is extremely talented and very intelligent. But now I need to look this up. I need to look up this independent movie that Casey Affleck did. I saw it in like a sort of an art house theater. I think it was the Royal Oak Main Theater, which unfortunately I think now might be closed. And that really kind of bummed me out because I saw a lot of good movies there. And sort of makes me sad that smaller theaters like that really just couldn't keep a lot afloat with COVID and everything happening. I need to see if I can find the. Okay, it's not that one. It's not that movie. This is going to drive me a little bit nuts. I don't see it in the credits. It's not. This one? New. Oh boy, I can't think of what the name of this might have been. Oh, I found it. It's called Jerry. And it's with Casey Affleck and Matt Damon. And Gus Van Sant was one of the writers and directed it. I'm going to post this in the chat. This movie is pretty wild in that regard. So if you're looking for another sort of an interesting film, I would recommend checking that out. It's got some very hypnotic shots to it. But yes, it's called Jerry. It did a movie called Ghost Story, but you can't watch it just yet. It's older. Yeah, a movie about them being lost in the desert. Yeah, Jerry. That's the one black cat I was thinking of. Yeah, Steve Buscemi. Another movie, if you ever want to get super uncomfortable and feel very awkward, Trees Lounge with Steve Buscemi is just painful. But here's a cheers to Casey Affleck. Again, stars in, wrote, and directed the movie Light of My Life. I highly recommend it. It's a post-apocalyptic movie that is on the more serious bent of things. It's very apropos, especially given the state of the world in the past few years. Very much worth a watch. Highly recommend it. I was just absolutely just engrossed into it. It was one of those, like, I started watching it, and man, it just grabbed me. So here's a cheers to that one. Yeah, Gone Baby Gone, that's also very good. You know, he's in a few other movies too where he played smaller parts that you might have seen them and not known it was him. But I would recommend checking some of these out. He's a very good actor. What is the movie Ghost Story about, Boston actress? Yeah, Tree's Lounge is so depressing, but having known some very hardcore alcoholics in my life, there's a lot of truth to that movie, and I think that was probably based on some experience from Steve Buscemi. I think he struggled with substance abuse for a long time, so, but that movie is rough. Do not watch Tree's Lounge if you're looking for an uplifting film, because there is nothing uplifting about that movie. Boss actor says his wife passed away. Tree's Lounge is just normal Long Island life. Blackhead States. Ooh, oof. Yee. So it's called a Long Island iced tea? Probably not too far from the truth, right? Oh, man. So yes, that was some Boots talk, some Casey Affleck talk, movie review. Only bit of goodies, What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. That movie has some spectacular imagery in it, but that movie is also just really, it's rough to me. There's a lot of things to me that I want to say, like, mirror some of my experiences in my life. It's just tough. But podcast people, can you believe that this has already been a half hour? This is already half the show. So we are going to take a brief break where you can listen to an advertisement. And we'll be right back. So outside of that, busy-ish weekend for me. I had to get my taxes done on Saturday, which is always a... But at least I got all of my forms and everything done. And as I was checking through that, I wanted to take a moment and thank all of you once again, both for those of you who come and hang out, who listen to the podcast, and also, hey, anyone that subscribes or gifts a subscription or puts bits towards the channel, you know, that's not necessary, but I really, really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. It is pretty neat to have gotten tax forms from both Twitch and Anchor for the money that the shows have generated. And it's not a ton, but it's been enough to buy some gifts and do some prizes, and we made some donations to animal shelters. And so that to me is, you know, sort of the other extra frosting on top of this show, you all being the big thing that makes this so important to me. So thank you all so much for taking the time out of your day or evening to spend this with me or listen or whatever the case may be. I really and truly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Boston actress says this is the first year that she doesn't have to pay. Yeah, woohoo, I think. Are you sure? Until they audit you and they're like, oh, you owe like $9 million. I'm worried I'm going to have to owe this year. Ugh. But yeah, it was pretty cool getting the financial statements that are like, oh, you actually made money. Like, ah, that's kind of cool. That's pretty cool, right? Group hug, everybody. I wish I could give all you guys hugs. I have a friend of mine. She's like, made some statements. Like, I'm certified the best hugs in the world. I was like, whoa. I'm like, you're pretty good. But like, and she's like, well, in the female division, I'm the best. I'm like, oh, okay. And so anyway, the next time I saw her, I gave her a hug and she's like, yeah, you're right. Yours are the best. I was like, I know. I know. By the way, you probably can't tell because of the lights, whatever, in here, but I am starting to get slightly tan. And I went today and went for 7 minutes. And, geez, like, I didn't really feel much, I don't want to say, like, irritation or whatever on my skin at all. I think I'm actually now, my skin is changing to the point where that just feels pleasantly warm, and that's that. But man, it felt great on my knees and knuckles and everything, especially being so cold outside. Didn't make my sinuses feel better while I was there. Of course, as soon as it was over, I went back outside in the cold. I was like, but I felt nice. I am sort of like, wish I would have done this earlier. I would squish us ladies like a bug. I could. I won't. Like, I give nice hugs. They're like very secure and like they're there. Like, I'm not one of those like lean back away hugs. It's like, no, if you want to give a hug, like, give a nice hug. Like, that's a nice hug. Now, the same token, if I was, I don't know, didn't like you or whatever, yeah, I can definitely put the squeeze on. I'm a good back cracker as well. If you need your back cracked, I am superb at that. Unless you're Kurgan, because that guy's like 6,000 feet tall. But I'm a very good back cracker. You got enough fluff, you'd probably bounce off you. You know, like, it's one of those things. Camera, distortion, whatever. You know, like, I'm not the biggest dude in the world, but I'm fairly big. I'm I'm about 6'2". So I don't know. We'll see. If I ever see you, we'll have to test that theory. I'm gonna give you a nice hug. I like hugs. You know, and speaking of hugs, this is a little bit of an offshoot. You think you'd have the best camping trip with this group? Just as long as fucking King Dinosaur doesn't bring out an acoustic guitar. King Dinosaur wouldn't do that, though. But this would be like, if we had like a base camp, like we used to go to this place called Kelly's Island. I want to tell you a story now. We used to go to this place called Kelly's Island. It's an island in Lake Erie. And yeah, Lake Erie comments aside. It's an island that has a decommissioned rock quarries on it, and there's a state park that's on this island, and they have a really nice campground. And so we used to get several groups of friends together, and we used to rent a bunch of campsites in a group and basically stay. Now, we weren't like the let's get trashed on Bud Light and play Lynyrd Skynyrd at fucking 6,000 decibels all night, because I go camping. I want to go camp. Like, if you want to have a drunken shit yard party, go fucking do that at your fucking house. But we used to get together and have like a nice bonfire, meals. And then we used to go day hiking and go through these rock quarries and stuff during the day that had these like, there was like this horseshoe lake that was super cool. And then you could climb around the outside of the island where it was all rocky. And so you kind of had to do like some rock climbing and bouldering. And you could fish or kayak or ride your bike on bike trails. And so people would kind of go off during the day. And then at night, we would all come back and talk and have, you know, dinner and drinks and whatever. And that was, like, so much fun. I really do miss it. I really do miss that a lot. The The camping trip that I took for the whitewater rafting, if you're curious about my last foray into camping, I recommend you go back and listen to that episode because that was kind of a wild adventure. But yeah, I want to hear the wildlife. I want to hear the quiet. Like, I went there because I don't want to hear the bullshit that I hear by my house. Like, I want to hear crickets and a gentle breeze and fucking owls and whatever. Like, I don't want to hear you playing fucking Guns N' Roses and fucking yelling and screaming all night. Like, just go do that back at your fucking shithole house. I can't stand when people do that. And I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. I just want to just run over there and just Molotov cocktail their camp. Your ex had to stop you from running up to a red-tailed fox and patting it. You sure the fox probably would have ran away. They're usually pretty skittish. If they aren't, you could have got up and you could have given it little head pats. Oh. Foxes. Black Cat camped at Rocky Mountain National Park before it was insanely busy. And a mama moose and two babies ran right next to her. You see animals like that in the wild, it's something else. You know, it's one thing to either, I don't know, see them at a zoo or a farm or whatever, but it's totally different when you're out in the wild. We did one time, we saw, I think, a bear in the distance. It's like King Dinosaur probably would have ran up and give it hugs and got mauled. And then there was a huge ram that was all pissed off, and we were in Arizona. That thing did not like that we were by wherever it was at. But we'll have to see if this can happen someday. Maybe when a little bit more of this stuff settles down, we'll try and do some sort of camping trip somewhere. I think that'd be so fucking cool. I just need to buy. I need to buy like a giant RV, and I could drive by. Also, win the lotto. I could drive by and pick you all up, and then we would go and just be camping. It'd be like, we just form a band. We'll be like the Partridge Family. All right, who wants to play who in the Partridge? I am not gonna be Danny. I nominate Boston actress on vocals, and she'll be singing the songs. I'm like, we can't understand a fucking word she's saying. But when you sing, do you sing with an accent? Like, if you're singing Gorky Park, do you say Gawky Park? And people are like, what is she talking about? Yeah, you could rent one. We have rented, like, party buses before. It was pretty fun. But yeah, I probably did just want your food. Those animals, like, they're like, food. You're not playing the mom? You're more of a Brady Bunch girl. But the Brady Bunch did have a band, though, right? You gotta be David Cassie, he's my hair idol. Alright, that's fair. As a matter of fact, King Dinosaur, I feel like you could just cosplay David Cassidy. Show up to, like, Comic-Con. People are like, who are you dressed as? I'm David Cassidy. And then just bring a Chucky doll. Bring a Chucky doll and say that that's little Danny. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, my nose. Football smashes her. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. But camping like that would be awesome. And in that regard too, this going back to this movie, what is kind of neat about that movie is they show like he has like a Sawyer water filter. It's one of the ones where you put the line sort of like in a river or body of water. And then there's a pump. And usually what you do is there's two ways you can filter that. In case you don't know about this. And if you do, cool, but I'll tell you anyway. You can either force it through a filter. So you can use something like a life straw, where basically you're drawing the water through the filter, and the force of that suction is basically filtering the water out, and then you put it in a reservoir. The second way that you can do it is you can basically use some sort of small pump or collection device and put the water in a gravity system. And then usually you hang that up from a tree or some higher place, and you just let gravity draw the water down through the bag and then into some sort of clean receptacle. So there's a variety of devices that are like that. But what I would recommend everybody go get, they're fairly cheap. I don't even know if they're 20 bucks. But there's a device called the Life Straw. And the Life Straw was developed especially to be delivered in areas like Africa, in places where they really don't have clean water, to be a very economical, simple device used to be able to drink water and not get sick. And all you do is basically put one end of that into the water, and you basically suck through it like a straw, and it filters it out. To clean it, you basically blow out the other end and shake it out, right? And I think you can filter, I don't know, it's like 2,000 gallons of water through the thing before you have to replace it. And they're very economical, they're very small, the thing's only about like this big. Hey, look, especially with the way things have going, that should be one thing that all of you should have in your house. It's very cheap. It keeps nearly forever. I think they last for like 10 or 15 years if you don't use them. I have one in my little camping trunk. So even if you aren't going to buy one of the larger expensive systems, you know, some of the nice things about like the gravity-fed ones is some of those have extra material in there where also not only is it filtering out pathogens, but has either like some other charcoal filter or whatever so that the water tastes a little cleaner. The Life Straw is basically just that. It's meant to save your life and give you water when you have none. So absolutely get something like that. And I always tell people there's like three things that you really need to be able to survive. Well, maybe four. So you need some sort of water. I'd say you need fire. You need something to cut with. And you need some sort of shelter, right? You can get a little Mylar emergency little sleeping bag that will keep you warm, even in very cold conditions, if you have to as a last resort. Your light can be fire if you need it. So look, buy a lighter. Buy a genuine Bic lighter. Do not fuck around and get one of the ones that's on the thing. Get a Bic lighter. The Bic lighters are arguably the best small butane lighters you can get in the world. And unless you smash the fucking thing or you abuse the hell out of it, they last fucking forever. I mean, right? But a Bic lighter, some sort of small knife or whatever if you can. And then I would say also, get yourself a cheap headlamp. And if you're not going to get a cheap headlamp, get yourself one of those little hand crank lanterns that's shaped like a hockey puck. You can either push a button on the back and use it like a flashlight, or you can expand it out and you basically have a small lantern. You have those things, even if shit really hits the fan, you at least have some essentials to be able to make it through whatever. So, Life Straw, Bic lighter, some sort of fucking pocket knife. I don't care if it's a dollar store, the worst Chinese piece of junk. Have a knife. You need a knife. And then some sort of either little Mylar blanket or something, whatever. And then a flashlight for convenience. And watching, again, this Light of My Life movie, it was neat to see the little details of the dad and the daughter where they had packs. And they had just the essential gear, and they were basically backpacking. They're basically backpacking and setting up small camps. They were very careful to not waste light and have lights on and stuff at night. you just ordered a Life Straw. Dude, you're gonna love it. It's pretty cool. In case you were wondering what they look like, hold on. I'll show you. I'll be right back. So when you buy a Life Straw, and you buy a Life Straw new, they come in a little package like this. They come in a little package like this. That's how big they are. That's it. It's just a small little device. And you read on the back, when the filter is dry, prime by uncapping both ends and standing in the water for 10 seconds. Then take quick 5 sucks from the mouthpiece to pull water through. Number 2, regularly blow through it after drinking to keep the filter clean and prevent clogging. Clean the filter membrane by sucking clean water in and blowing out. Store with caps open so the filter dries out. That's it. That's all of the operation. There's nothing else that you need to do. Filters a minimum of 264 gallons. So that's 1,000 liters of water. Removes up to 99.9% of waterborne bacteria, 99.9% of waterborne protozoan cysts, and reduces turbidity by filtering particles to 0.2 microns. Contains no chemicals. So this was an international design award. But these Life Straws, absolutely have a Life Straw. Have it somewhere in your house. Because look, if you have to, if the shit hits the fan, find some way to seal up your bathtub and fucking fill your bathtub up with water. Cap off all your toilets. Clean your toilet. Like, have a clean toilet. I know it's gross, but if it means dehydrating and dying, keep every water receptacle you can in your house fucking filled until the water runs out. And they might say, oh, well, the water's not safe to drink, but it's still flowing. Well, if you have a Life Straw, then you can fucking drink it unless there's poisonous chemicals in it. But yeah, the Mylar blankets absolutely will save your life. During my spring into action, summer or spring movie fests one year, that's what I gave out. Everybody got a Mylar survival blanket and sleeping bag. Yeah, the Life Straws are cheap. And that was part of the design, is they made them to be very inexpensive so that these could be donated to countries where they have trouble getting clean water to give people water to drink. And you could take it anywhere. Like, most of this is bagged. Like, it's really only that big. Boston Actor says, thought we were getting an IV. What's all this business? Well, no, I was talking back about the movie. Like, if a survival scenario happens where the shit hits the fan, these are the things that you really should have. And then I bought this from Harbor Freight. What is nice about this is it has a magnet on the back, so you can stick it to a metal surface. It comes with a little hook, so you can hang this up. So I usually hang this in my tent. And then what's nice about it is it has a red LED mode, so you can hang the red LED up, and on a cheap battery, this will last a long time. Which, by and large, if you're light at night and you need light, that's all you need, and that's all you should really use. The second mode is you can turn on, and it's a bright fucking flashlight. Like, that is a bright LED light. And then the last mode is, if you have an emergency, you put this on. You can use it to basically signal, put it out somewhere. If your vehicle gets stranded, whatever, you can put this somewhere out there. Usually when people see a flashing light like this, they know it's some sort of an emergency. I think this was $2.99. This is fucking like less than $3. So even if you aren't going to buy an expensive flashlight or whatever, even though this has, like, you need a battery, this solves all the problems. And it fits perfect in your hand. So, hey, if you're walking around doing whatever, like, there you go. And what's nice about the little hook is even if you're doing something, like, this shirt has the little pencil pocket. So if I have to, I can hang the hook in the top of the pocket, and now I basically have a chest flashlight. My hands are free. So something like this, man, absolutely, like, essentials. I'm not saying I'm anywhere like some doomsday prepper or whatever, But you can get all this stuff together for like $30, if even. Again, you can get a knife at the dollar store. You can get this thing at Harbor Freight for under $3. You can get a Mylar emergency blanket. I think, I don't know, you can get those for basically almost nothing, for a dollar or whatever. You wonder what people who are epileptic do in emergency with flashing things. That flash, I think, is supposed to be slow enough to not provoke a seizure. That usually has to be a faster flashing light. And especially that it's red and not a bright white, I don't think it's as triggering. Otherwise, what you would want to do is you would want to set up a series of three. Again, you can have something like a road flare or whatever. But you don't want to be rapidly flashing it. The strobe lights, so the little flashlights, like when I worked the door, I had one that had a strobe light. That used to intentionally blind people, that will give you an epileptic seizure. Buster, your cousin has a heated jacket. Do you know what heats it? Is it heating elements, or do you put the little chemical packs in it? You're listening to a podcast on hikers that got lost in the woods right before I went live. Yeah, like, that's serious business. When you get out there and you get lost and it starts to get dark and or cold, that is no joke. We were hiking out in the mountains of Kentucky once and got, like, pseudo-lost. And that is, like, that is pitch black, pitch black. That is so dark you cannot see your hand in front of your face. It's the same thing on parts of that Kelly's Island. When you're out in the middle of that decommissioned rock quarry, it's so dark you could basically touch your eyeball and not even see your finger. It's that dark. I mean, it is cave-like darkness. So anyway, the watch Light of My Life, fantastic movie. Have yourself a good pair of boots. They don't have to be expensive Carolina boots, but have yourself a good pair of boots. And maybe think about getting some simple supplies in case, quote unquote, the shit hits the fan. And it doesn't have to be war, this or the other. It could be a bad power outage. It could be a bad power outage that for whatever reason also causes the your local municipal water supply to get fucked up. Hopefully, something like that happens. It isn't usually more than a couple of days, but I remember when there's been power outages where people have been without power for like a week or longer, and stuff starts freezing, then I have water and this and that and the other. So just take care of yourselves, because you're all very important to me. And as much as I would like to feel like I could come rescue you all, you live far enough apart where that would be very difficult. Dang, it's a long link. Oh boy. What are you doing? So I hope you guys find that useful. But watch that movie. It's a fantastic watch. That you can queue that up this weekend if you're looking for something to watch. And again, maybe we'll do some silly video games tomorrow. But boy, that has already been an hour. This is another one of those time dilation, time warp episodes where I feel like I just started this. How has this already been an hour? It's bonkers, crazy. I blame Black Cat. She's probably using special powers and compressing time. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. A battery pack inside of a pocket. I mean, that's pretty clever stuff. And again, that can save your ass. I would really recommend getting one of those Mylar little blankets. Like, I have one in my truck, in a bag in my truck. That thing fits down into a little pocket pouch that's about that big. And yeah, it's crinkly, whatever. But that thing, those little Mylar blankets or sleeping bags, they reflect so much of your body heat. They will absolutely save your life. So So there you have it. Anything anybody else wants to say before we wrap this up? You have been working on it, but look at the results. I know. You're like as powerful as M. Bison from Street Fighter 2. If I was going to make a video game and there's going to be like a secret last boss fight, it would be Black Cat and you'd lose. And you'd be like, this is fucking bullshit. Why did they put this fucking character in here? The thing cheats. If I have that character, there's no way I can do the charge-up time. Like, you have to hold down for 2 seconds in order to do that ability. Why is that thing? I'd be like, it's a sir, man. Fucking die. She's going to beat you. Just don't even bother. Just you lose. You lose. Nunchucks is something made out of snakes. I was trying to think of how I can fit the word snake in there. Nunchuck-a-snakes. I'm going to go with that. Have a great weekend. Yes. Let's finish our drinks. Yeah, it looks like aluminum foil. And it's a crinkly, very thin, very lightweight material. But that's Mylar. And it works. It 1,000% works. When I got locked myself out of my house that one time, that actually kept, I think, me probably from getting hypothermia. But they work. Fold it up, keep it in your car, keep it in your pocket, or something, you know, put it in your glove box. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Try not to get stressed out, get yourself some rest. And we'll be back here on Sunday for yet more episodes of the Cigar Goyle Lounge Nightcaps. All right. Get yourself some rest.